Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Should I Stay or Should I Go? Surviving a Relationship with a Narcissist by Ramani Dervasula is a practical guide for people who suspect they are entangled with a narcissistic partner, family member, or other close figure and feel trapped between leaving and staying. Drawing on clinical experience and widely recognized patterns of narcissistic behavior, the book focuses on the real-world dilemmas victims face, confusion after repeated charm and cruelty cycles, the erosion of self-trust, the fear of retaliation, and the hope that love or effort will finally change the other person. Rather than offering simplistic advice, it frames the decision as deeply personal and influenced by safety, finances, children, culture. The book aims to clarify what narcissism looks like in daily life, why the relationship dynamic becomes so hard to exit, and what survival can mean when leaving is not immediately possible. It emphasizes reclaiming agency, building support, and making a plan that protects dignity and well-being. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, recognizing narcissistic relationship patterns. A central focus is helping readers name what they are experiencing. Narcissistic relationships often begin with intensity and idealization, then shift into devaluation, criticism, and control. The book highlights common markers such as chronic entitlement, lack of empathy, blame shifting, and a need to dominate the narrative so the other person is always at fault. Many readers become stuck because the narcissistic person can also appear charismatic, successful, or generous in public, creating a painful split between the private and public reality. The result is self-doubt, isolation, and a constant effort to prove one's worth. The book also addresses subtler forms, including covert narcissism, where victimhood, passive aggression, or guilt may replace obvious grandiosity. By identifying recurring cycles and triggers, readers can differentiate ordinary conflict from a stable pattern of emotional harm. This clarity matters because it reduces the tendency to rationalize or minimize abuse and helps people stop chasing a moving target of approval. Understanding the pattern also supports practical next steps, tracking incidents, noticing manipulation tactics, and assessing whether the relationship shows any capacity for accountability and repair. Secondly, why leaving feels so hard. Trauma bonds, hope, and fear. The book explains why intelligent, capable people can remain in damaging dynamics for years. Narcissistic relationships often create intermittent reinforcement, periods of affection or calm followed by punishment, neglect, or rage. This unpredictability strengthens attachment and fuels a belief that if the reader just says the right thing or becomes good enough, the relationship will return to the early idealized phase. Dervasula also explores how gaslighting and chronic invalidation erode self-trust, making decisions feel impossible. Practical barriers compound the psychology, shared finances, immigration status, professional entanglements, social reputation, and children. Fear is a major theme, including fear of being alone, fear of financial collapse, fear of escalating conflict, and fear that no one will believe the reader. Shame can keep people silent, especially when the narcissistic person appears admirable to outsiders. The book reframes staying not as weakness, but as the result of real constraints and conditioned hope. By naming these forces, readers can replace self-blame with informed planning. It encourages a shift from waiting for change to evaluating risk, supports, and readiness, with special attention to safety when the narcissistic person reacted badly to boundaries or separation. Thirdly, the Stay or Go decision, a reality-based framework. Rather than pushing a single answer, the book presents a decision framework grounded in reality testing. Key questions include whether the narcissistic person shows any consistent capacity for empathy, accountability, and sustained behavior change, and whether attempts at counseling or agreements have produced measurable improvement. It also considers the cost to the reader's mental and physical health, including anxiety, depression, hypervigilance, sleep disruption, and a shrinking sense of identity. The presence of children changes the calculus, since ongoing exposure to conflict, manipulation, or emotional volatility can shape a child's development and expectations of relationships. The book weighs practical considerations such as housing, income, legal risk, and social support, aiming to reduce impulsive decisions driven by guilt or panic. Importantly, it emphasizes that a safe, well-planned exit can be more protective than a dramatic confrontation. For those who choose to stay, it encourages a harm reduction approach, limiting emotional exposure, reducing arguments that go nowhere, and building independent resources. For those who choose to leave, it underscores preparation, documentation where appropriate, and professional guidance when safety or custody issues exist. The framework prioritizes agency, stability, and long-term well-being over short-term relief. Fourthly, communication, boundaries, and emotional detachment. A major theme is learning to interact in ways that reduce escalation and protect the reader's inner life. In narcissistic dynamics, normal tools like heartfelt conversations, appeals to fairness, and seeking closure can backfire because they provide openings for blame, deflection, or emotional hooks. The book promotes boundaries that focus on the reader's behavior rather than trying to control the narcissistic person. This may include limiting topics, setting time limits on discussions, refusing to engage with insults, and ending conversations that become circular or abusive. Emotional detachment is treated as a skill, not indifference. It means lowering expectations of empathy, resisting the urge to defend oneself in every argument, and conserving energy for practical goals. The reader is encouraged to identify triggers, anticipate predictable tactics such as baiting or victim posturing, and choose responses that are brief and neutral. The approach supports both people who are exiting and people who must maintain contact due to co-parenting or family obligations. Over time, consistent boundaries can reduce the intensity of conflict and help the reader regain mental space. The emphasis is on self-protection, clarity, and reducing the narcissistic person's ability to define reality. Lastly, recovery and rebuilding, identity, support, and future relationships. The book treats recovery as more than leaving a person, it is rebuilding a self. Narcissistic relationships can narrow a reader's world, disconnect them from friends, hobbies, and personal values. Dervasula emphasizes restoring identity through small, concrete steps, reconnecting with supportive people, returning to interests, and creating routines that stabilize mood and confidence. Professional support may be important, especially therapy that addresses trauma, boundaries, and patterns that made the relationship feel familiar. The book also highlights the importance of education, since understanding manipulation reduces the chance of repeating it. For those who continue contact, recovery includes learning to co-parent or interact with minimal emotional exposure while maintaining firm limits. For those who leave, it includes grieving the fantasy of what the relationship could have been, not just the relationship itself. The reader is encouraged to redefine love as consistent respect rather than intensity and drama. Over time, healing can include learning to trust one's perceptions again, noticing red flags earlier, and building relationships grounded in reciprocity. The goal is not merely survival, but a life that feels internally steady, self-directed, and emotionally safe. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who suspect they are in a relationship with a narcissist and feel confused, exhausted, or stuck, as well as friends and family who want to understand why leaving is not straightforward. It is also useful for people navigating divorce, separation, or co-parenting with a high-conflict partner because it focuses on realistic strategies rather than idealized communication. The benefit to a reader's life comes from replacing self-blame with clarity and agency. By learning the common patterns of narcissistic manipulation and the ways trauma bonding and fear keep people trapped, readers can make decisions based on evidence and safety instead of guilt or wishful thinking. Whether the reader stays, leaves, or needs time to prepare, the emphasis on boundaries and emotional detachment can reduce daily chaos and protect mental health. Compared with similar books, its value is the balanced approach to the stay or go dilemma. It does not romanticize quick exits or promise that love will cure narcissism. Instead, it offers a grounded framework, acknowledges practical constraints, and centers the reader's well-being. That combination makes it a worthwhile purchase for anyone seeking a clear, actionable path forward. If you would like to support Romani Dervasula, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.